Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi, Internet.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Family Home Evening.
With Bad Mormons.
We're here to entertain
your pants
you
off.
And your pants right off your body.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We are three sisters who grew up Mormon, and then we started getting drunk and making bad choices.
Then I found acid and decided God wasn't real.
And that leads us to tell you stories every week for your earhole pleasure.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Mmm, whiskey.
So salty. Wait, what?
Mmm. It is salty because we're drinking... Oh, I brought the wrong bottle. Because we're drinking the ocean whiskey. The one that was like barreled in the bottom of the ocean. Right. So it would simulate a shipwreck. I don't know. It was very expensive. Mm,
tastes like a shipwreck.
That's why it's a little salty. Because it's, you know, maybe the salt seeped through
the semen?
The oaking, barreling of the whatever. The semen, yes. Sorry, that took me a minute.
I was like, oh, come on. That was funny.
Semen. Ahoy, matey. So cheers. Yes. Tiffany, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone knows you're the funniest one.
Dance That's monkey.
True.
You're going to have to speak up, though, so that people can hear you.
Okay.
I would like to take a moment and bestow upon our patrons all of my love and affection.
Ahoy, hoy!
Cheers to you, patrons.
Thanks for being rad, and thank you for continuing to support us and encourage us to keep doing fun, awesome things so we can try and entertain you as best as we can without entertaining your pants off, because I already said that.
We have a present for you.
I would like to thank you, patrons, for nothing.
We're doing this podcast a little, what's the word? Caveman style? Prehistoric?
Tiffany doesn't have internet so good when the night falls, so we have to do it through the phone instead of, you know, the Zoom calls that make it sound good.
So, yeah, Charlotte's,
Charlotte's
holding up a phone to her microphone across the table from me. And we're set to release this in just a couple hours, so yeah. Good luck. Good luck, us.
We're going to do great.
All right. I have something to repent
for. Oh, sorry. Are you going to tell about how I don't bathe but once a week too, Charlotte?
We would never share that kind of secret with the whole entire world, Tiffany. That's just rude. All right, repenting?
Yes.
I have something to repent for. Last week, I told you a story about how my friend Andrea worked for an event planning company, and there was she was part of the group that put on an event where Perry Farrell played a show at Nordstrom. It was, in fact, Bloomingdale's.
Oh, that's so much better.
So much more high class. So, yes, I'm sorry, Perry Farrell. I would have never, ever meant to degrade you to say that you played a show at Nordstrom.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw Perry Farrell perform at a TJ Maxx?
Oh, sorry. It was a Michael's Home Goods. I think I just made up a company right there. So, yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. Bloomingdale's. Between the lingerie and the men's ties.
Nice. Fabulous. I have nothing to repent for, as I am inoptent. No, that's not the word.
Omnipotent?
Omnipotent.
I don't think that counts.
That's all-knowing, right? So I couldn't be wrong.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Right now, thanks.
Now I repent.
I can't say the word, but I know what it means.
Tiffany, do you have anything to repent for?
As all that I do is sit with my cats in the yard, I don't have anything to repent for.
No. Repent for loving church too much?
I could repent for that, but I wouldn't really be sorry.
In case, Internet, you're late to the ball game, our sister Tiffany has a cat named Church, named after Pet Sematary Church, who looks exactly like Pet Sematary Church.
Totes. Especially after he's dead.
Especially after he's dead. And she loves that cat more than she loves her sisters.
I love that cat more than I love myself.
You know, Tiffany, when... Oh, I don't know if this is podcast. Well, I'm going to say it anyway, since we can't really edit it. I was going to say when Dexter, the day that we had to put Dexter down, because, you know, he's very old and you know, almost 18 and a half. It's hot. He's, like, suffering. It was time for him to go. It was so sad. And Charlotte brought home all this food to make this feast because Dexter's favorite thing was to eat. And then we're like, what should we do? And we watched Pet Sematary.
We drank a bottle of Silver Oak and watched Pet Sematary. I think it was a great send-off. He would have loved it.
Yeah. Anyways, I was like, that really is Tiffany's cat, Church. Right. To a T.
A lot of history down that
also,
road.
Also, that whole scene where she's just like, why does God want my cat? He can
get his own
church.
It's
my church.
I mean,
how many times have I done that?
You guys are in for a real treat because you, Tiffany and Charlotte, and also the internet, I have dusted off our old friend, the Mormon Trail Cookbook, for Mormon Corner this week.
Oh, fabulous. What are we enjoying? What are we pairing?
It was between two. It was either prayer circle sweet potato pies, but I decided to go with the other one, which is rally cry vinegar pie.
Rally what?
Rally cry vinegar pie.
Okay.
Fucking gross.
Doesn't it? So in this recipe, there are six ingredients. 1 cup of water, 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of flour, 3 teaspoons of vinegar, sorry, tablespoons of vinegar, salt and nutmeg, and butter the size of an egg. You stir all these together and boil them. When it's thick, you pour it into a baked pie shell and serve it with whipped cream.
Wait, what?
You fucking heard me.
Tiffany, what would you pair with that? What alcoholic beverage?
Let me get back to you.
That sounds like
something briny, right? Like a dirty martini.
God. Oh, it just all sounds so gross. Well, it's sweet, but yet also like it's got salt and vinegar. So salt, sweet, salt and vinegar potato chips.
I got it. Let's. I'm gonna pair it with Goldschlager.
Oh. Well, if you're going to do that, I'm going to pair it with peach schnapps.
No, that's awful. Good job.
Thanks.
Way to go, Mormon Trail Cookbook. You disgusted me once again.
I actually think maybe a couple pages were stuck together because there's a couple things in here I didn't see, like pickled musket shot deer heart. And
what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. There's some stuff. So we're going to have to...
We got some mm-hmm. presents for... future weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know. We should talk about cool shit.
Okay, great.
Oh, actually, you know what we should pair with the vinegar pie?
Huh.
Is this banana-flavored whiskey.
I haven't tried it yet. I've been just staring at it, avoiding it.
We forgot to try it at the top. So this is Whiskey Smith. Banana-flavored whiskey that somebody at work gave to me. I don't know if it was a joke, but we're going to find out. Let's try it.
All right. Yeah, no, that's awful.
Nope, not good.
I wasn't sure I'm going to finish that.
It's
like everything you think it's going to taste like.
Supposed to be like less sunscreen and more banana bread, which I could actually see.
Right. But it's still super, super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little cinnamon flavor to it. Like, I'm like, is that like Fireball whiskey, but with banana?
I feel like it wouldn't be bad in a something. Like, in, it's almost like that Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Just put it in my other whiskey.
How dare you? Do you know how expensive that whiskey is that you just poured banana flavored whiskey into?
I bet it's perfect now.
Charlotte, you're buying your own fucking whiskey from now on.
Ooh. It's fine.
You're fucking fired. Anyways, cool shit.
I have a new favorite account on Twitter.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about it.
His name is Jason Selvig, and apparently he's 1/2 of a comedy troupe. Now I already forgot what it was called, but Oh, the Good Liars.
Oh, right, yeah.
All right.
How do you spell his name?
It's Jason S-E-L-V-I-G, Selvig.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it because it was trending today that the Trump rally that was in Pennsylvania, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He was going around to all of the different people who were lining up to, you know, go in, envelopes that say, and that, you know, paperwork that says top secret on it. And he was just giving it out to people like, here's some classified information just for showing up tonight, here, top secret for you or whatever. Some people like took it like, oh man, thanks, cool. And other people were like, knew what he was doing. Like, that's not cool. I was like, no, don't worry. I declassified him. Don't worry about it. It was very funny. So I started following him. And there's a video of him at an NRA conference. And he pretty much says what everybody's been trying to say to the head of this NRA, which is, you're not doing enough to curb gun violence. But he frames it as though he is doing enough. So he's like, you know, there are some people, and he kept saying the guy's name over and over again, saying that you, sir, you know, are not doing enough. And I know that you are. You're giving thoughts and prayers. Everybody give a round of applause for his thoughts and his prayers. You're doing just enough or whatever. It is very, very funny. I believe we retweeted it already onto the Bad Mormons Twitter account. But it's very funny.
We got to say the guy's name.
Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah, Wayne LaPierre. The NRA. It was kind of like that one guy who went up to Matt Gaetz. And was it Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene when they came to Huntington Beach and they were doing that trying to do that press tour, and this guy goes, oh my God, can I get a picture with you?
Right.
Everybody says you're a pedophile, Matt Gaetz, but I don't think you're a pedophile, Matt Gaetz, even though everybody says that. I never would say that you were a pedophile, even though a lot of people say that. Just like on and on and on until they finally got it.
I love it.
Yeah, this was basically the same thing. You should check it out. He's really hilarious.
Would it be lame if I just played it? I don't think you could. It's not good.
Let's try it. Let's
say it works with Tiffany.
Yeah.
It's not going to work because actually Tiffany's on the phone. JK.
Here, I got it too. I'll try it.
There we go. Don't worry. Tiffany hung up. She did? Of course she did.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. My name is Jason Selvig, and I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I would like to say that I am sick and tired of the left-wing media. And frankly, people in this room today spreading misinformation about Wayne LaPierre. Whenever there's a mass shooting, they all say that Wayne LaPierre isn't doing enough to stop these mass shootings, and even implying that Wayne LaPierre has played a part in making it easier for these shooters to get guns, to get weapons. You heard it after Las Vegas. You heard it after Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. You heard it after Columbine. You heard it after Parkland. You heard it after Virginia Tech. You heard it after Sandy Hook. You heard it after El Paso. You heard it after Buffalo. You kept hearing that Wayne LaPierre isn't doing enough. And frankly, that's not true. The NRA, under Wayne LaPierre's leadership, has provided thoughts and prayers to the victims and their families. And maybe these mass shootings would stop happening if we all thought a little bit more and we prayed a little bit more. So I'm asking everyone in this room to think, to pray. Give your thoughts and your prayers, and your thoughts, and your prayers, and your prayers, and your thoughts. And if we give enough of these thoughts and these prayers, these mass shootings will stop. So I want to thank you, Wayne LaPierre, for all your thoughts and all your prayers. Thank you.
I only saw two people get up and leave.
So that's my new favorite Twitter account.
Yeah, he's fucking great. He's also the comedian who's always out at the Trump rallies, like, doing the interviews with the people, and yeah, it's good stuff. Very good stuff. That's funny, I had that on my list, too.
It's not the guy from All Gas No Breaks, is it?
I don't know who that is or what that is. Tell us.
Same idea. Goes out and he interviews people that you think so ridiculous. Although sometimes he goes to like raves and stuff too. It's pretty good.
Interesting. It's not the Good Liars, because that's all I know that he has on his bio.
Oh yeah, it must not be the same guy. Today, a coworker introduced me to her dad. She's like, "Tiffany, this is my dad, Casey," and I'm like, "Oh, nice to meet you, Kate. I have a brother named Casey who is also a father."
Can you also tell the story about the time we went into our dad's place of business and we were trying to...
You've already ruined it, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. You have already ruined it.
Hey, Tiffany. Didn't something like that happen somewhere else?
Oh, you mean that time that it was...
a month ago?
Randy's lunch... It was 2 months ago. 2 months ago in December... And we went to the Sportsman Warehouse, and we were looking to trade cars with my father, and we couldn't find him. And so I went up to two employees who seemed like they were having a good time chatting on the sales floor, and I was like, sorry. Excuse me, I can't find my dad. And it wasn't like I was trying to be funny either. I was just like, hey, I can't find my dad. And then they just stopped and like looked at me, and I was like, his name's Randy. And like, oh, he works here. Like, oh my fucking god, yeah. You know, you just don't sometimes think about what you sound like. In your yard alone with your cat.
See, we're making new stories every day.
I love it.
In other cool shit, did you guys see that Sarah Palin lost her election?
Yes.
To the woman that she lost to is named Mary Peltola, and she is actually a Native American.
Excellent.
Alaskan. Yeah.
Perfect.
So that's exciting.
She didn't lose gracefully either. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was petty as fuck.
Right. So, well, I just can't believe the people of Alaska would want the Nancy Pelosi's and the whatever. I can't remember the other thing she said. It was just like, you know, it was great. She had to keep pulling her, like, jacket down and her skirt down. It's like, Sarah, if you got to keep tugging at your clothes like that, they probably don't fit you right.
Too small.
Listen,
I heard about it because Max was like, we were talking about the bad news of the world. He's like, well, you know, there's good news. Sarah Palin lost.
So. Yeah.
There's the one bright ray of hope.
Actually, you know what else is cool shit that we haven't talked about yet? Speaking of our memories of this last summer, is Tiffany, what was that show you started having us watch? Travel Man?
Travel Man.
Travel Man.
Tell us about it. Tell the world about it.
Well, I mean, I think we're about a decade too late, but yeah, it's really... In fact, I think they even have a new host now who's not Richard Iowate, so, like, what's the point of watching it?
Oh, yeah, that was the best part.
Yeah, him being uncomfortable was fabulous.
Yeah, he won't take off his shirt. It's lovely, because he'll be, like, in a hot spa or, at the beach in a pool, and people will say, oh, are you not going to just pop your shirt off? He's like, you know, the viewers don't deserve this. He's very funny. He does Gadget Man, too, and he just talks about expensive things that you can buy. Well, not always expensive, but new gadgets that you can buy that are totally unnecessary. And he always has a guest on for that as well.
Sounds like something I need, because I like gadgets.
You're going to be like, you know what I love is Richard Iowate, and I'm going to go down this deep Richard Iowate hole, which you should. Right. And then you also reach Matt Berry. But then he wrote a book called View from the Top, and it's all about the movie View from the Top with Gwyneth Paltrow. I read it, and it's good, but it mostly is just scene for scene the movie A View from the Top.
So he wrote the screenplay down?
No, I mean, nobody talks about the scene. Like, he's like, her hair's blowing in the wind, and she just needs to get out of small town Arizona. And that's right, an air stewardess.
I'll read that book. That sounds amazing.
I was just saying, I don't know if you need to.
Especially because I've never seen the movie and I don't ever plan on watching it, so...
Well, I hadn't either until I read the book and then I watched the movie. So maybe I'm just getting it confused. Like, maybe the book was good and the movie sucked, but I read the book, and then I was like, well, I guess I might as well watch View from the Top.
No, unless you're going into it knowing that it's going to be a shit movie.
Well, you don't need to know, because he spells it out, the whole book, so you don't need to watch it afterwards.
Well, I'll tell you this about Richard Ayoade. Am I saying his name correctly?
Ayoade.
Richard Ayoade.
Okay, Ayoade. Was that while we were watching this...
You had it right, and then you still tried to say it too fast.
Anyways, moving on. I had on my bucket list that I wanted to stay in one of those glass igloo or bubble things to see the...
Northern Lights,
right?
Northern Lights.
Fill in the blank. The whiskey is hitting me like a ton of bricks.
I think sometime you should go out and look at the Modern Lights, just like go out and look at the street lights and like, wow, they're modern.
Modern. Lights. They're like, it's so modern.
We found the name of this episode, you guys.
Damn it.
I'm going to interrupt. Did you guys hear that? I think it was in the 90s, probably early 90s, there was a blackout in LA. And people were calling 911 because they were like alien invasion because they'd never seen the fucking Milky Way before.
That's funny.
Modern life.
We went out for my birthday to Joshua Tree and did mushrooms, and I was like, oh my god, look at the stars, they're amazing, that looks like the Milky Way or something. Like, Charlotte, you can always see the Milky Way out here, you don't need drugs for that. I'm like, I'm an idiot. I don't know. But anyways, on with my story. So the modern Northern Lights, because they're so modern, I always wanted to go do that, right? I thought it'd be really fun, you know, it'd be cold, but you'd be in this, like, tent igloo thing, and it's going to be really great. Well, until I watch Travel Man, and they go out there, and when he goes out to these places, because he hates traveling, so that's why it's hilarious, because he does all this stuff miserable, but... He does it like the high end part of it. So like they have their private helicopter and shit like that. Even with the private helicopter, I don't want to fucking endure that shit. Like, I'm like, nope, right off my list. No longer on my bucket list do I need to go to freaking Greenland ever.
So still want to go.
Nope, you can go with someone else. I'm not going. That shit looked cold and miserable.
I mean, I guess I've already seen the Modern Lights anyway.
So. They're the modern Northern Lights. Mandy, how dare you?
I only have one thing on my bucket list. Like, there's only one thing that I'm like, if I was on my deathbed, I'd be like, you know, I would have liked to do that, have done that, is go really fast and in a turn, like, pull the e-brake and slide.
There's got to be
a Tokyo Drift.
Does it have to be?
Yeah, like, totally Tokyo Drifting, but, like, I don't own a car, and...
Do you have to be in Tokyo for that? Is it just called a Tokyo Drift?
I think it's just called a Tokyo Drift.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I could be wrong. I just say whatever I want.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to do it one day.
I think
that's all that I need to do, and I'll be dying happy.
There's a place, I think in Las Vegas, that you get to, like, race, you know, do race cars. I wonder if there's a place that will let you do that, because there should be, like, some stuntman, like, crash course.
I feel like the whole middle of the country, that would be something that they would be interested in doing. There's got to be a place.
The thing is that if you do it wrong, you flip the car. So it has
right,
to be...
Right, so you'd need a cage for the driver.
Oh, yeah, I guess
but
that's
But I wouldn't
true.
Do it wrong. I think it's in my blood.
Well, this is something we're going to have to look into.
Yeah, I mean, for real, I drive like an asshole.
You know what? So do I. I'm all the time when I'm driving like, God, I suck at driving. I'm such a dick.
Yeah, but also, you're like, I suck at driving, but I'm so much better than every fucking buddy else.
Well, there's that, too. I wouldn't have to drive like such a dick if people would just learn how to drive.
That's what I say all the time. I'm like, what? Nothing. Got nothing. Yesterday? Come on, people.
Hey, Tiffany, since we have you, I want to backtrack a little bit. We already talked about this on a couple episodes ago, but I was listening to My Favorite Murder, and Karen was talking about how much she loved the new Predator movie, Prey, like the Predator prequel. She was saying it's one of the greatest cinematic masterpieces of all time. She was going on and on about the dog actor, and I forget the dog's name, but it was a rescue from this rescue shelter in California, and it's gone on to, like, outperform Ren Tin Tin and Lassie. Like, she was really just going overboard about how great Prey was.
And me and Charlotte were like, we didn't really like it that much. But I figured since we have you, maybe you'd want to tell the listeners what you thought of the movie, Prey.
Oh, I loved it. You know, I used to, when I would watch the original Predator with Arnie in it, I would, be shaving while I watched the movie all the time until, like, Mom was like, what are you doing? Like, the fifth time watching it, she's like, what are you doing? You're going to grow a beard. I'm like, what? I mean,
it was a you actually shaved your face?
I was actually shaving my face. And I would just look, you know, like, you know, you'd be walking by, and I'd be shaving my face, and as soon as you were out of the room, I'd be like, anytime. Anyways, so as, like, a real lover of the Predator franchise, I was so surprised to how much I liked it more than the Predator.
Oh, that's not the response I was expecting from you.
And I'm fucking lying. That movie was dog shit. CGI, don't put it in your fucking movie. Bears don't move like that. Everyone knows bears don't move like that. Like, if eating something, it's gonna be like, oh, that guy, I'm gonna kill that guy. That, no, bears don't fucking do that. And they're not that fucking fast. I mean, I know they can be fast, but they're really gonna be like, I'm eating a meal. There's a lady way up there on the thing. I'm gonna expend my fucking energy to go up and kill her. No, not fucking happening. And two, it looks like shit. And three, so that guy, that fucking Predator. Also, I didn't like that they didn't keep it hidden. Like, that's one of the things about the original Predator that's great, is you don't know what it fucking looks like till, like, three quarters of the way through the movie. And this one, they're all like, oh, look at this. Oh, well, there's a silhouette. Hey, there's a fucking face. Like, most people haven't get it have pointed out. His, like, breathing apparatus, like, they can't breathe the air, but there was, in this one, there was no filter for his mouth. So, like, the technology is way more advanced than it was when they came in the 80s, so bullshit. Right. Two.
Was that it?
Well, Max is talking to me. Oh. Okay, he's trying to tell me the filter's a whole different thing. He's wrong! and this is maybe a moot point, but they're in the Great Plains. Why is she in the mountains all the fucking time? Are there bogs in the mountains in the Great Plains? I don't know. Stupid. They always come in the hottest year. That did not look like the hottest year. Fine. Mostly, though, I don't know. And the way he died at the end, like, she just was getting beaten up, like, three scenes ago by four just tribe members, and then all of a sudden she can kick a fucking giant predator's ass that just killed all of these trappers who were probably super burly. It killed a fucking bear, but her dog lives? Come the fuck on.
That's a very fair point.
And then he's got the laser thing on his shoulder, or on his helmet, and then his shoulder shoots at whatever the laser is, and she's got it. Just per, like, she knew right where the fucking predator's gonna fall, that it just hits him perfectly off of her shit that's reflected, right, to hit him.
But wait,
that was
she,
really fucking stupid too.
Isn't that because that's where she put the trap? See, that part made sense to me.
Well, maybe I was too riled up.
Because they're like heat-seeking missiles, sort of, but they're laser-seeking missiles, so they just go to the target. So she had it. She made.
I thought she put something up so it would, like, hit off of that. Like, that was part of it. Like, it reflected off and it hit him. But also, like, if he's not wearing the fucking helmet, then how is it activated?
That's, okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's actually a pretty huge bottle.
The other problem I have with it is that she takes that, like, blood-cooling flower petal or something, and it instantly fucking cools her blood.
Right.
So she can't be seen by the fire, and the fire is reflecting off of her body, so she'd still be warm. Right. And also, if she got that cold, let's talk about blood clots here, people. Come on. Sorry, Kate, I got a tough thing. Come on. But jump the fuck on.
How many stars would you give it?
Zero. I one. You know, I think it deserves a one. Well, no, I've seen worse ones. I just watched Baby Boom, also made me mad.
What's Baby Boom?
Like, one, why was I watching Baby Boom? I don't fucking know.
Who's in it? What is it? I have no idea what Baby Boom is.
Diane Keaton gets her
from
cousin.
The 90s.
She's the only family. She gets willed a baby. And it's just, and she moves to the country and learns to love the country. And it sucks. And if you're going to watch a movie like that, just watch Mr. What's the one?
Mr. Mom?
Mom. Mr. Mom. Way better version of that.
Mr. Mom with Batman?
Yes. Mr. Mom with dreamy Michael Keaton? Yeah.
You know, he is dreamy.
When he's younger, he's really dreamy. Kind of.
He Dream Team? Great movie.
He didn't need a fucking nipple suit, I'll tell you that.
No, he didn't, because he was all dick.
I don't want to think about Batman like that.
I kid. I would never think of Michael Keaton's genital area.
Hey,
celebrities are eunuchs.
Right. Hey, have you guys heard the latest in Alex Jones news?
No.
Well, maybe a month and a half back now, he was ordered to pay in the millions, like the $50 million, yes, punitive damages to the families from Sandy Hook.
The judge was having none of that man's shit.
Yeah. There was like, we broke it down, and I can't remember right off the top of my head what the damages were for, but it was like, you know, the compensatory damages, like the pain and suffering damages and stuff like that, were like fairly low, $3 million, $4 million, something like that. But the punitive damages, to where they're like, just purely to say fuck you shouldn't have done that,
right,
was like $50 million.
Good.
Yeah, well, you say good, but now no. What's happening? I know, I hate to be the one to tell you.
So
this.
Have we moved on to this motherfucker then? Is that what's happening?
Well,
I didn't know what subject we're in.
Sorry.
No, I mean, it's okay. I just like to know what, I'd like to prep myself for what to expect.
I started seeing Alex Jones news because I had it written over by Cool Shit, because I was thinking, oh, maybe we could sing the song again, but you're right. No, it should definitely be this motherfucker.
Go on.
Well, so basically what's happening is he's declaring bankruptcy. So that he doesn't have to pay, so all of his business, his truth, whatever, I forget what the name of his Alex Jones business
Info
is.
InfoWorld.
Yeah.
InfoWars, yeah. Mom has his toothpaste.
There's another one, too. It's not just InfoWars. It's, let me pull it up real quick. I thought I had it, but I lost it.
I'm a Fraud, Inc.
Yeah, basically. Oh, well, hold on. Now there's something else. It was a few days back, but... So Free Speech Systems is his company.
Of course it is.
And then, you know, whatever, InfoWars is a part of that. So what happened was the judge gave a huge victory to the families of Sandy Hook, who'd been enduring all this abuse and misinformation from him. And he, even before that verdict came down, it was so obvious that he was going to get slammed with something. I don't think anybody thought $50 million punitive, but right. Still. He started funneling, like... they had a figure, something like $50,000 a day or something in the $10,000 range a day, funneling into an offshore bank, like a Cayman Islands bank or something.
What a fucker.
Yeah, knowing that he was going to have to like pay that some of that money back. And so sure enough, he's like, okay, now, you know, going on with the plan, and now he's filing bankruptcy so that he doesn't have to pay that. However, as I was just trying to look this up for you, there's a Bloomberg law article that comes up that basically says that we are now investigating, a court-appointed trustee is going to review the bankrupt InfoWars parents' finances and request that could delay Sandy Hook victims' families' attempt to remove him from the Chapter 11 proceeding. Oh, so I guess that this is also some bullshit.
Fuck.
So they're trying to remove him from claiming bankruptcy, and a company,
so it won't affect his company.
Yeah, and a company that he partially owns is asking a judge to allow this court-appointed trustee to review the finances.
No,
I really fucking hope not.
Fuck that.
So it's PQPR Holdings.
What a piece of shit. Who do we write? Can we write letters to someone? Is there an email?
I mean, maybe we could write letters to Jesus. I don't know.
Thoughts and prayers, Mandy. Thoughts and prayers.
Nothing really seems to be fucking working. Anyway, if you ever hear about the company PQPR...
Don't support them at all.
Hold on, there's a Q in there. I wonder what that means.
Of course there is.
Anyway, Alex Jones eats babies.
Go head on over to YouTube and listen to that super indie folk song.
Tiffany, have we thanked you for turning us on to that gem?
You're welcome.
I got another one.
Okay.
So, I think this belongs under this motherfucker, Charlotte recently made a purchase. It was at a Halloween store, I think, and it was this lovely Captain Spaulding mask.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Thank you.
And the Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. And it's a very good mask. It's very lifelike. It's perfect. We've got it placed in our living room, up high on a shelf, just right about tall human level, where a human face could be, right? And we have, it's facing our backyard, which is, there's some windows and a big sliding glass door, plenty of reflection opportunities if you come out to, say, get a glass of water in the middle of the night. Fuck you, Charlotte. I thought for sure there was somebody in our backyard dressed like Captain Spaulding, and it was not cool.
That's fucking funny. Well, now I'm going to try and freak myself out, come out here late at night going,
yeah, stand right about there and look in that window. It's fucked up.
That's awesome. I bought it to make Courtney jealous, so we're going to head up to Las Vegas, and I'm going to bring it with me.
So speaking of a house of a house and corpses, that was wrong. Have you guys watched the trailer for the new Monsters movie by Rob Zombie?
No.
No.
Oh, we should go on break and you guys should watch it and we can all talk about that piece of dog shit.
Tell us about it.
There's not much to tell. I'm pretty sure he made a movie that's just solely a vehicle for his wife. And it's like a super campy, I mean, I might be wrong, but there is no Fred Munster unless it's Ed Gwynn. There's no Grandpa Munster unless it's Al Lewis. Everybody else can get fucked.
Tiffany, did we tell you that Rob Zombie was more than likely at our campsite in Joshua Tree?
You did not tell me that.
There was this big RV setup, you know, like, I don't know, a ways down from us at our campsite. This was like not this summer, but last summer.
Yeah.
And I was going to take the trash out or going to pee or something. And I walked past the trash and the park ranger guys had just happened to be there collecting the trash and like shooting the shit and talking amongst themselves or whatever. And so I was just listening to them because, like, there's nobody else in the middle of the desert. And the one guy said to the other guy, he's like, you don't know who Rob Zombie is? You know, and he starts telling him all about White Zombie and a bunch of his movies. And he did that Halloween movie and all this shit. And I was like, yeah, Rob Zombie's the shit. And then the other guy's like, he's like, that guy? And he's like, yeah, that guy down there, like the RVs, that's Rob Zombie. So I don't know for sure if it was Rob Zombie because I didn't see him myself, but it was definitely a luxury camping setup in the desert, and it could very well have been actual Rob Zombie.
That's awesome.
Well, we need to make a time machine and be like, hey, since we know where you're going to be at this time, go back and be like, don't make this movie.
We'll come back next week and we'll report on our findings. The Munsters, the Rob Zombie.
I really think you should take a break, really, and just watch it and come back.
Okay, fine. Actually, this might be a great time to take a break and hear a word from our sponsors anyway.
Fabulous.
We'll be right back.
If the Lord invited you into his home, what would you wear? Would you go with a messy hair or a short skirt or unclean feet or stained baptismal clothing? Going to the temple is an invitation into the Lord's house. And baptizing the dead is a sacred and important responsibility. Don't you want to be looking and feeling your best? Well, now you can with Heavenly White. With Heavenly White All-Purpose Cleaner, your embarrassing stains will be whiter than Jesus. Heavenly White is a lifesaver around the house, but did you know that just a teaspoon of Heavenly White in your morning postum can help guide your soul on its path to spiritual glory? If impure thoughts, strong drinks, and too few offspring are jeopardizing your rightful place in the celestial kingdom, try Heavenly White, now with the added stain-fighting power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Do you see what I mean about, like, a vehicle for his wife? Like, that's the only reason he could have made that movie. I mean, preview. I've only seen the trailer.
I mean, they're all kind of a vehicle for his wife.
That's fair.
But that one just doesn't seem like his style at all.
He's super campy. Super, like, Scooby-Doo. Like... But to be fair, what's his name? Doesn't mean Scooby-Doo was good, by the way. But James Gunn did Scooby-Doo.
I guess maybe Rob Zombie's trying to break out of his zombie mold and do straight...
Do they have kids now or something? Do they just all of a sudden have some children or something?
Maybe.
Have to look into that.
It did seem a little overactive and over the top.
Right.
Well, the show was, so if they're just being true to, like, what the show was, then I guess.
But Herman Munster was not that big of a moron. I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a bit of a moron, but, like, not like that. Not like that.
I don't like it.
Not like this.
All right, we have a story for you guys. Unfortunately, none of us remember it. I'm pretty sure it was good.
Start at the top.
So, picture it. It's December 31st, 1999. Prince's epic theme song is playing on rotation every 10 minutes in the background. I can't remember where we were, but Tiffany and I... and some other people, Andrea, I want to say Matt, I want to say Keegan was with us, and then probably...
Not if it was 99. Probably they weren't there. Amanda, it was 1999, I did not realize that's the story we were talking about. I would have been Amanda, Crystal, Eric, because there's pictures of me making out with all of them. Like, actual pictures that I saw once I was sober, but I don't remember doing them, but... they're out there.
Okay. Well, tell me this then, Tiffany. Are we on the same page? Sometimes, you know, our stories get muddled, and I don't have the best memory in my old age. This is the night with the step jumping in the puddle, right?
I don't know what year that was.
Maybe it wasn't. Well, okay, how about this? So here's my memory. So in my story, it's 1999. Going into 2000 and Y2K, and it was like, that's why I remember the year, because it seemed like it was such a big deal, and everybody's freaking out, and we went out to this house, and it was like in the woods. It wasn't technically a tree house, but it was like, it was one of those like Pacific Northwest houses where you feel like you're in the middle of the forest. Like, it could have been out in, where'd you live, Maple Falls?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. One of those, like, communities out there. But it was, the way that it was set up, it felt like it was a treehouse because you were, like, in the middle of the forest. So I always just called it a treehouse. And I think they had a cool feature where they did have, like, a part of a treehouse or, like, a part of their house that kind of, like, it was, like, a summertime kind of went into a treehouse sort of situation. But it wasn't an actual treehouse. So from what I remember, we're obviously, like, drinking, having a great time. We all get shit-faced out in the middle of the woods, and we're walking back to the car. Somebody's driving, and there's this huge puddle in the middle of this, like, dirt road that we're walking on. Like I said, we're out in the forest, somebody's property, and it just looks like a big puddle, and Tiffany goes to, like, stomp in it with both feet, and she's wearing this gigantic fur coat. Do you remember that, Tiff?
It was faux fur.
Well, yes, of course. Faux fur. Jesus Christ, could you imagine? Faux fur coat. And everybody's dressed up to the nines, pearls and, you know, what have you. We like to get fancy here at the Anonymous Mormon Sisters podcast. The Anonymous family. And so Tiffany goes to jump into this puddle with both feet to, like, make a big puddle, muddy puddle splash and fuck over everybody around her and all their nice clothes. And she just immediately goes all the way down to her neck in this giant freezing cold puddle of muddy water. That part of the story is right, T?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I get for trying to be a dick.
And then, so I don't remember, how did we get you out of that thing?
Well, I swam across it. Like, I was like, oh, you know, and the shock. And so you're just like, oh my God, I gotta get out. So I swam across to the other end and then realized that I probably could have stood up the whole time. Like, I think it was just one deep part and then it got shallow, but I was, you know, stunning. I mean, it was big enough to swim across.
It was deceptive, though. Like, it literally just looked like a puddle. Like, anyone could have walked into it, you know. Probably not to that magnitude, but... But then I also remember, so whoever was driving, whoever was our driver, we decided we were going to go get more beer or whatever, something to drink. And we went to this convenience store. And by this point, Tiffany, you had to take all your clothes off because they were wet and it's the middle of winter. And so you were...
Hypothermia is killed.
Yeah. So you were like wrapped up in a coat or a blanket or something other than that, butt naked. And a cop comes up to the car wanting to make sure that nobody's drunk driving. tapping his flashlight on the glass. What are you girls doing? What's going on back there? Tiffany's butt naked, drunk, covered in mud. Nothing, we're fine. I can't remember who was driving, but whoever was driving came out and then, you know, obviously, like, or assured, I guess is the better word, assured the cop that, you know, they had not been drinking, they were driving us, and all was right with the world.
But... Right. We were all 21.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. How old were you?
I don't, it depends on the year.
I really wanted that to
be... Probably 19 or 20, probably. Or 21 if it was 2001.
No, I don't know, maybe.
Funny, though.
I wish I could remember what year that was. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Not pertinent.
You know what? I'm going to stick with 1999.
Right. I wish that was on film. I wish everybody had cell phones and could record that so I could watch it over and over again.
I have a really good picture of, hold on, a picture of, not that, but 1998 on my birthday, where you can see that there's nobody home, but I'm having a really good time. That describes that whole, like, 5-year period. I'm going to send it to you. You guys can put it on your YouTubes or whatever.
I'm having a wonderful time.
By myself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Everybody should be able to have a good time by themselves.
Mm. Oh, if I didn't have cats, I would have no
life. I have one more story I can tell. It's a short one.
Yeah.
I was born with 3 thumbs.
That's a fact.
So I'm a mutant.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
I have that written down here. I can't remember why I was going to...
How they take off dogs' dew claws when they're puppies, because dew claws serve no purpose and they get in the way and they get infected. And I was like, that's just like Mandy's thumb.
It's a dew claw. All the better for extra... Nope, I'm not going to say that. Not going there.
But if you do want to go there, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
A rating and a review, please. Also, check out our YouTube. We are looking for likes, subscribes, and shares.
Send us your stories at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
Check out our website. You can also get your own official Bad Mormons merch, which is on our link tree, on our website, or on all our social media.
You too can become a patron for as little as $3 and as much as you'd like to give us. We're also on all the social medias.
Thank you so much for listening to our show, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us, gracing us with your presence. We gotta go pack our suitcases because we're heading to Las Vegas to make more stories for you.
You're welcome.
Bye.